following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey there, my name is DJ Stass. This is the Lax Lab. In this podcast series, we will dive deep into the legendary discussion of who is the most skilled male lacrosse player in the PLL. Welcome back, everyone. This is DJ Stass with the Lax Lab. Today, I'm joined by my friend and teammate, Will Eflin. We've shared a lot of time on the field and off the field together, and I thought it'd be fun to get his take on who is the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL and what really sets them apart. Will Eflin knows the game inside and out, and I'm excited to hear his perspective. Before we get started, I would like for him to just to share a little bit of his experience and his role on the Dominican lacrosse team.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Matt. I am currently a sophomore here at Dominican. I'm a team captain, and I play attack.
Thank you, Will. Now I would like to move on to the first question. What specific skills or traits define the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL? And who embodies these qualities?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a common theme with a lot of these pros is confidence. You know, I mean, you got guys like Brennan O'Neill who are just insanely confident in everything they do, and there's not a doubt in their mind that they can do what they do at a high level every time.
To follow up that, I would like to ask, do you think those skills are more natural talent or developed through training and practice?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely easier. Like, some people it's easier to be confident than others. But with that being said, I feel like anyone can develop these skills, obviously, with stick skills and then IQ. But yeah, I feel like you can definitely develop them over time.
I very much agree with that statement, and I very much agree with what you're saying. And I think most importantly, just with how you mentioned with stick skills and everything, I think stick skills are not something you're born naturally good at, but something that you develop over time, just with hitting the wall or getting those reps in shooting outside of practice and in practice and getting out with friends and teammates and kind of just getting those extra reps that will correlate to in-game. Now, I would like to move on to the second question. If you could build the perfect PLL player from different current pros and picking skills from each of them, who would you choose to combine? For example, maybe shooting, stick skills, IQ, and maybe experience and who's been around the game. But I'll hand that over to you.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think you mentioned shooting. I'd probably say either Graham Bundy or Brennan O'Neill. I mean, obviously, they both have insanely fast step downs and can put the ball wherever. But with versatility, I'd probably say like Zach Currier, who's good on both sides of the ball. And this is assuming this is offense, too, by the way, because I'm more of an offensive-minded player and don't really know that much about defense. But, Zach Currier, he's good on both sides of the ball. Grant Ament, I'd probably say, like, more of a dodging perspective. He's very quick and he's creative. And then I'd probably say, lastly, I'd probably say Tom Schreiber for stick skills. I think you mentioned he's very good two-handed player. You literally cannot tell which hand he is. And, he's also a really good IQ. So.
Now moving on to the next question. Who do you think consistently makes their teammates better through skill and decision-making, not just stats?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to ignore the stats, but, I mean, I think an easy contender for this would be Michael Sowers. I mean, he's a very good dodger and draws a slide almost every time, which makes everyone else's job easier. Also, he's kind of getting up there. He's getting to be an older guy, so his voice is a little bit louder now. And, I feel like playing alongside him, it would be really easy. And,
Thank you. And I very much agree with that, Will. I wanted to just kind of ask you, with his leadership, I know you mentioned he's a very good leader, but with communication, do you feel like being a kind of, because you're a captain yourself, being a leader on the field and kind of just being that consistent player that you're saying Michael Sowers is, do you feel like he has to have good communication, and how does he show it as being an offensive player on the field?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I feel like majority of lacrosse is communication, and if you just run a bunch of guys out there and nobody's talking, not a lot's going to get done. So, I mean, I feel like obviously you have to talk and work through things to be a successful team.
I very much agree with that. Now I'd like to move on to the next question. Is there a player whose pure stick skills or creativity remind you of an older legend of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I was literally just talked about him, but I mean, Michael Sowers, you know, I'm not a very big guy, and neither is he. So, I mean, I would always watch his film growing up, but I mean, a guy that reminds me of him a lot is Mikey Powell. I mean, they're both, Mikey Powell was more of the early 2000s, but he kind of was one of the pioneers in lacrosse of being like a smaller guy, but still finding success in the sport.
Thank you, Will. Do you think the modern game allows more or less creativity than past eras?
Yeah, I feel like this era is definitely one of the more creative ones because you got guys that are practicing less and less. I mean, I think we've talked about this before, but I mean, people are doing more one-on-one training with themselves and then with a trainer. So I think it allows them to kind of, you know, break the surface or kind of like change their thought process on how things are done. Because I feel like if you go back and watch the old film on those old games and stuff, it's very tic-tac-toe and more of not as much dodging but more passing and trying to beat them with their passing ability. And now it's more dodging. Almost everything is dodging based, and getting the party started, drawing a slide, and then dishing it off. So yeah.
Yeah, I would say I very much agree with that. And I would say, compared to, I know I've been playing lacrosse for a little while, and I know from when I was growing up, I would watch kind of older players a lot of the time, and more modern players. But I would also see, There would be older players doing some fancy stick skills and just different stuff like that, but compared to how it is now in the PLL and everything, it's unbelievable. I would like to move on to our next question now. Which PLL player surprises you the most with their technical precision or versatility? Someone who might not get enough attention?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like a guy, I know he's a rookie this year, but I feel like it'd probably be Chris Kavanaugh. I mean, he had an insane rookie year, and still I felt like he was easily the best player on the Redwoods this year, not even close. And I know he got a lot of praise this year, but I feel like he's easily a top 10 player in the league and needs more recognition.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of follow up with the question. What moments or stats prove that this player deserves more recognition? Was there any specific highlight or clutch performance that you remember watching where he kind of pulled the game away for the Redwoods?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they really won that much this year, but I mean, you go back and look at all the games, he's the one scoring. I think the one goal that was really impressive was his, like, between the legs, and they went top shelf. That was really sweet, and I think that kind of solidified his spot in the league.
Yeah, I remember watching that clip, and it is very impressive, and he is definitely a standout player amongst his team. When you think about offensive skill versus defensive skill, who stands out the most on each side of the field? And kind of what makes their skills unique compared to the others at their position?
Yeah, I mean, offensively, I'd say C.J. Kirst. His energy, his ability to shoot it wherever he wants, I think it just gets everyone going. And I know he's a young player, but I think we can both agree, we look back 3, 5, 7 years from now, he's going to be probably one of the best players in the league. There's not a doubt in my mind. And then defensively, I'd probably have to say, like, probably a guy like Liam Entman, who can stop the ball. You know, he's got a lot of energy too, and he's really good at clearing, and he's also composed, and he's a good leader out there.
Keeping the conversation kind of about Liam Entman and kind of just goalies in general, why do you think goalies don't always get enough credit for their abilities? And who is the most skilled goalie in the PLL, and what makes them so special?
Yeah, I feel like why they don't get as much recognition is because, obviously it's a scoring game. I mean, you look at, goalie can make flashy saves and all that stuff, but I mean, it doesn't really show up on the scoreboard. And I feel like a safe thing that a lot of offensive players could say, like, a goalie makes a great save, then, oh, it was just a bad shot, you know? And then for the best goalie right now, I'd probably have to say Blaze Reardon. I know you love Liam Entman and stuff like that, but, I mean, Blaze Reardon for the past 5 years has probably been one of, if not the best, lacrosse player on the planet.
I might have a different opinion on that, but I think I see your point, and I see kind of where you're coming from and everything. And they both had great careers, even though Blaze Reardon has definitely been in the game a little bit longer and kind of had more time to prove himself. But I think Liam Entman has kind of taken strides to be that number one goalie in the league. Kind of moving on to my final question here, and kind of a very hard question to answer. If you had to pick one current PLL player to represent the sport's evolution in pure skill level, who would it be and why?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious, but I'd have to say Brendan O'Neill. I mean, I think we both can remember in, like, I'm pretty sure we were in, like, eighth grade or whatever, and he was already in college, and everyone's been hyping him up, like, this entire time. We were kind of wondering if his game would translate to college, and it did. And he's easily just been better and better every single year. And, he got into the PLL, and he's still dominating. So, I mean, I think most people can consider him kind of like – I know he's still young, but a lot of people can already look up to him as probably the best player on the planet.
Yeah, I'm a very passionate and big fan of Brendan O'Neill. Kind of a follow-up question I just had for you is, how does that player's approach reflect changes in training or playing style across generations? And kind of just like, I know you mentioned he's kind of had an impact on your life and your lacrosse journey, and same for me, but kind of just dive into a little bit more detail about our some changes he's made to your game.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to replicate his game, you know, with my, like, size and my gameplay that I already have. Because I'm a shorter, more shifty type of guy. But, I mean, his step down's always something that I can try to replicate. He's really good at deceiving the goalie and where he's placing it. And he kind of tucks his stick behind his back, so it's harder for the goalie to see it. So, that's something that I can always try to improve on. And, his stick skills, he's a dominant lefty, but I mean, if anyone's seen the clips of him, like, going righty, he looks just as good as his left. So, yeah.
Thank you, Will. Well, that concludes our time for today. I wanted to just say again to Will, thank you very much for answering my questions and kind of just giving your input and everything. But other than that, thank you, and I hope to see you guys all next week.